Were I to fall in love, indeed, it would be a different thing. But I have never been in love. It is not my way or my nature, and I do not think I ever shall. Jane Austen, Emma.
A toast to the woman who made this marriage possible.
The blushing bride, Susan Peoples Font, resplendent in a white Vera Wang wedding gown on this special evening in May, raised her champagne flute.
My dear friend and awesome real estate agent, Ember Alzate, if she hadn't so stubbornly twisted my arm that Cupid was the place to find my dream home, I would not have found my dream husband.
Enthusiastic applause erupted. Across the horse barn turned cowboy wedding reception hall, Susan sent Ember a meaningful grin.
You should really consider matchmaking as a sideline career. You broker relationships as easily as houses.
Ember gave a slight smile and tried not to look too proud of herself. While she did have a knack for hooking up other people, her own love life was a train wreck.
Take a bow, Ember, someone shouted.
Ember stood and raised her champagne flute, putting the focus of the toast where it belonged.
All I did was open the door. Susan and Bryant were the ones who weren't afraid to walk through it. To the happy couple.
To the happy couple, echoed the guests. After the toasts were completed and the champagne downed, the band struck up Michael Bublé's Everything, the first dance between the bride and groom. As Bryant waltzed Susan onto the dance floor, they had eyes only for each other.
Aw.
Ember's heart swelled. She had done a great job. Maybe she should start a matchmaking business on the side. Real estate in Podunk Cupid wasn't exactly booming, especially in the high-end properties that were her specialty. Hey, why not? Her bank account was whining that it was time to move back to San Antonio and pick up her old career.
Yeah, about that.
As big as San Antonio was, it wasn't big enough for both Ember and her ex-husband. She shuddered and decided she was not going to think about those three disastrous months where every single thing she'd done or said had embarrassed her social-climbing husband, Trey. The final loose block pulled from their Jenga marriage came during a party their boss had thrown. She and Trey had both been real estate agents for the same company, and Ember had had a wee bit too much to drink. But with good reason. She'd been celebrating the closing of a $20 million property to a famous Spurs basketball player, and she was flying high on the rush of achievement. With her guard down, her passionate nature had come charging out, and she'd playfully yanked Trey into the wine cellar for an impulsive quickie. And they'd been caught by their boss, in flagrante, bent over a rack of Pinot Noir. Mortifying? Oh, for sure. But that wasn't the worst part. That had happened on the car ride home.
I've never been so humiliated in my life,
Trey fumed, and proceeded to berate her with vinegar and vim.
I should have known when we were dating that you were all wrong for me.
Her lungs had felt like balloons filled to the bursting, and if she took one more breath, she would explode. His tirade was a train rolling right over her.
When we were dating, I put your loudness down to enthusiasm.
Stunned, she just sat in the passenger seat, her mouth hanging open.
But tonight has proven every reservation I've ever had about you.
He'd had reservations about the marriage? Why hadn't he said something? She'd had her own doubts that things had moved too quickly, but he'd seemed so sure that they would make a great team that she'd talked herself out of her cold feet.
You're too sexual.
But...
too crude.
I...
too reckless.
You...
too headstrong.
Yeah, okay. Guilty as charged on that one.
Too playful.
What was wrong with being playful?
Too everything. Face it, you're just too much, Ember. I've tried to get you to stop wearing clothes that showed too much skin, to speak more softly and less often, to pay attention to how you come across to others, but it's as if you haven't heard a word I've said during our entire marriage.
Of 3 months. Right after their wedding, he'd asked her to wear dresses with longer hems and shirts with higher necklines and pants cut more loosely. She'd done it to keep him happy, but he'd just criticized her more, slowly eroding her self-confidence to the point she started weighing each word that came out of her mouth. And that so wasn't her.
You're hopeless, he snorted.